flesh and bone, flesh and bone. Know how I cry for you. This I know, this I know is foolish to do. Pinch the excess, hate the imprints. How I wish it wasn't true. Oh, how I long to be invisible.
Vampire from the recently released album Seeker by Thatcher Grant recipient and Western Canadian Music Award nominee Megan Nash. I spoke with Megan over Skype. Megan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, May. Appreciate it.
How long has music been a part of your life? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
My parents are definitely music appreciators. they don't play instruments, but we always had music on in the house. My sister, I have one younger sister, and she's very musical. She sings opera. It's pretty impressive. But I started writing songs about 10 years ago, so a little bit later than a lot of folks, but it's remained a huge part of my life ever since.
Who were a few of your strongest musical influences at the time when you were starting to develop your own sound?
For me, some of my favorites, like growing up, because I lived on a farm and this was, you know, I didn't have access to a whole lot of different types of music, but I was mainly listening to what my parents listened to. And my mom had tons of hits of the 80s CDs, so I grew up listening to a lot of like Aha and Starship and Bryan Adams, and then a lot of Fleetwood Mac and a lot of country music too. Those were the popular radio stations in the area. So a lot of Reba and Loretta Lynn and Patsy Cline, artists like that. But as the years have progressed, so listened to a lot of those artists, but I really enjoy like Jenny Lewis and Nico Case and Patti Smith and PJ Harvey, artists like that.
I'm sure there are many, but can you think of one particular album that was life-changing for you?
Nico Case's Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. That album, I still think is one of, like, I think it's perfect. It's just one of those albums that I think I binge listened to it for about a year. Like, I was quite obsessed with it. And I just think Star Witness is such a perfect song. I just absolutely love that song.
How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or is it more typically the other way around?
For me, it's very much like lyrics inspire the music, kind of. Like, I journal a lot while I'm not songwriting. I do a lot of journaling, and then so when I have time to songwrite, I pull out those journals and draw from that, and that for me has been proven to be, like, that's kind of my go-to process right now. When I have more downtime, I'm just kind of more constantly writing. But since life has got a little bit busier with touring and recording, I've kind of had to block off time like that. So journaling helps, and it's definitely lyrics first for me.
Have you ever had a song come to you almost fully formed?
When I first started writing, songs were coming in, like, you know, it would take like an hour or two to write a song, which was pretty amazing for me. Since then, that was 10 years ago when I first started writing it. I think maybe that was beginner's luck, I don't know, because now they don't come to me that easily anymore. I do think I wrote Deerhead, a song off my last album, in one evening, and that was pretty remarkable for me. I think over the span of 6 hours I got that one out, and that's pretty remarkable for me. Normally now I'm working on a song for usually a couple weeks each.
Do you feel most in your element when you're writing, recording, or performing up on a stage?
I feel most in my element when I'm writing, definitely. That's why I do any of this, is so I can songwrite. So right now I'm at the point where I've been playing a lot this year, and I haven't had a whole ton of time to write. And I'm hoping that there can be a couple months in this winter where I can just kind of nestle into some songwriting time. That would be really, that'd be really cool, because that for me, that's my favorite part of this whole music career.
You released your debut album, Song Harvest Volume 1, in 2016. Was there a theme to the songs in that collection?
For the Song Harvest Volume 1, the theme that unified those songs would be the fact, like, how they came about and the method in which they were recorded, because they were all written and rehearsed and recorded in a old church in rural Saskatchewan. So in a little ghost town, there's this church there that I had access to, and I didn't plan on writing a record there, but it came out, and that was pretty magical for me. Yeah, so I wrote 9 songs in 3 months, and that was a record for me. And that's how they were recorded, in that space, by a recording engineer from the city who came out to the ghost town to record it. And I was pretty fortunate to be able to capture the songs in that way. But that's what unifies those songs, I suppose, is how they were written in a little heritage building and then recorded in that same place.
Your song Deerhead, which you mentioned as being one of the ones that came to you quite quickly, was nominated for a Western Canadian Music Award. What was the inspiration for that song?
Deerhead is definitely about, for me, like, I feel like I wrote that, it was kind of a song about longing for somebody, and just feeling totally heartbroken at the idea of not being able to be with that person, but wanting to be. So it's kind of just, it's really about wanting to not be able to feel strong emotions. So that's, you know, each verse is kind of longing to be an inanimate object or something else instead of a person with feelings.
took 7 years ago, so I never had any to put in you, which is only good news since you sang goodbye. Oh, I wish I could be a stranger and pass you on the street with nothing but blank eyes. Oh, school outside of your high school.